Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. as we prepare to again look into the future on another Thursday afternoon. Helping us open it up, you heard our theme song, but right now it's the Pat Metheny Group. What a unique style that can definitely take us into the future. All right, so we will be hearing more from the Pat Metheny Group as we go throughout the day. I gotta let you hear one or two other songs too, though, because y'all know we have brought back one of the features of the program that I really, really, really like, where we will let you hear some songs throughout the week, and then we bring them back to you on Friday, and then we let you play Quiz Game, the musical quiz game, where you get a chance to let me know the name of the song and or the name of the artist and or the name of the composer. All right, I'll be letting you know who it is, who we're working with this week, when we probably come back from our first break of the day. But right now, let's look into the future. I want us to continue for just a short time here the discussion that we had started last Thursday on robots and how they're going to be used more and more to help build the cities of the future. They're going to be building, and I do mean building, constructing buildings. And I was sharing with you that one of the challenges that we face as the public, but also more specifically what leaders in the construction industry are facing, fewer and fewer young people showing an interest in going into the construction industry. As a result, they're turning to robots to do some of the work that humans are still doing, but less and less. We have older men still in the industry doing their thing, but of course they're moving closer and closer to retirement age. And since we don't have enough young people to replace these coming retirees, understandably, industry leaders are turning to robots. And this is a situation that's a little different from some of the others that we've talked about, because in a number of cases, we have people in the technology world who are developing robots, including humanoids, who will take jobs from humans, even when it's not necessary for that to happen. In this case, in the case of the construction of many of our buildings, it is becoming necessary. So, as they continue to work with these, one of the things that they do is that they're doing right now is they're looking at the role that 5G, you know, right now for our smartphone technology, we have 4G. They're looking down the road to 5G, and they're saying with the faster data speeds that 5G will make possible, combined with lower latency, which is the time gap between a request and a response, that means that robots will be able to put more processing tasks into the cloud. What will the result be? A cheaper, more clever robot. Shimizu currently controls its robots using 4G mobile and Wi-Fi. And that means that when they work on buildings over 200 meters high, they have to extend the Wi-Fi network area using relays. 5G would free them from this dependence. By the way, we're talking about 5G and what it will mean for the industry, the construction industry down the road. Later today, as we continue to look into the future, I'm also going to share with you some of the ways that 5G is going to come into play for those of us who are not in the construction industry, just people in general, how 5G will come into play for us, what it will mean to us. That's coming up later today. But for now, we're looking at the robots. And as we say, right now, companies are using 4G mobile with Wi-Fi. And that's why they have to use these relays in order to get that information, those signals, where they need to be. 5G would free them from that independence. Robots could then carry out those very, very dangerous tasks or even repetitive tasks on remote sites without the need for installing a Wi-Fi base station, providing, of course, that the 5G network stretches that far. One of the hardest bits of building bridges is tying together rebars. You all have seen that. Those reinforcing steel bars that add tensile strength to the concrete. Bent over in hot sun on a bridge with your hands manually tying this stuff is tough work, according to Mr. C-Rock. There could be hundreds of thousands or even millions of intersections to tie. Now grab hold of that. Hundreds of thousands or even millions of intersections to tie. And in northeastern United States, he says there's a pronounced labor shortage for that work. And that's accentuated by its seasonal nature. You talk about getting that weather out there that's super, super cold. Your hands aren't going to work. Not doing that kind of work. So, here come the robots. Last year, Advanced Construction Robotics developed a robot that they call Tybot to do that job, working on the Freedom Road Bridge in Beaver County, Pennsylvania. That robot tied 24,000 rebar intersections, get this, at a rate of 5.5 seconds for each one. 24,000 rebar intersections at a rate of 5.5 seconds for each one they tied. It tied. The fifth tie bot is coming off the assembly line even as several weeks ago. Meanwhile, Tokyo's National Institute of Advanced Industrial Science and Technology has built a prototype robot called HRP-5P, which can install plasterboard partitions. The New York company, Construction Robotics, recently built a semi-automated bricklayer, or mason, SAM for short, semi-automated mason, brick as in brick mason. That baby laid 250,000 bricks for the Poff Federal Building in Roanoke, Virginia. One robot laid 250,000 bricks. Laying 380 bricks an hour, it is 6 times faster than a human bricklayer, according to its makers. 380 bricks an hour. The global construction, you know, I want to interrupt myself for just a minute. I have, for a long time, been really fascinated watching people construct buildings, whether we're talking about commercial buildings or houses. I mean, I'm just fascinated by their skill. And I really enjoy just watching them do what they do. And I've watched some of these bricklayers go about the business of grabbing their bricks, spatula in hand, getting that concrete, putting it exactly where it needs to be, laying the brick on top of the concrete, smoothing that concrete out, laying the next brick. It's just fascinating to watch. And I'm just wondering what it's like to see a robot lay 380 bricks each hour. The global construction industry has lagged behind other sectors when it comes to technology investment, largely because it's notoriously fragmented, according to Will Hughes, who's a construction management and economics professor at the Reading University. The splintered nature of their work means many small businesses are dependent on the status quo. So working practices date back to Victorian times. But crippling labor shortages mean that the first construction companies to put robots to work effectively will have a significant advantage. So don't fret if in a few years you open your door and see a Dalek. It may be there to convert your loft. Robots. Constructing our buildings. They're taking care of, well, beginning to take care of commercial buildings now. Do you think there will come a day when they will begin to also work on houses? I'm not saying they should, and I kind of hope they don't, because I think it's great to have people who are doing what they do and earning a living in the process. And right now, it seems like most of the challenge when it comes to construction labor shortages seems to be in the commercial realm. Hopefully, things are okay in the residential realm. I know I've seen quite a few people on the roofs of houses taking care of re-roofing and, of course, building. Hopefully, humans will still be able to work those jobs and still earn those livings. I mentioned to you, though, that I wanted to share more with you about 5G and the impact that it may have on us, even if we're not working in the construction industry. Well, these fifth generation 5G mobile internet technologies are going to be considered to be super fast. And they could be launched as early as next year in some countries, promising some download speeds that are 10 to 20 times faster than we have now. But here's a question. What difference will it really make to our lives? Will we need new phones? Will it solve the not spot issue for people in remote areas? What exactly is 5G? Well, let's look into that. As a matter of fact, you may want to consider taking your notes as we bring you information that you can use, so be ready to grasp it. That's why we bring it. We want you to grasp it and put it into play in your lives. Looking more at 5G in just a few right here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr.